Monday morning's Texas Situation Report listed 25,483 as having been tested for the Wuhan virus and listed confirmed cases at 2,552. Our population's about 29 million. If the confirmed cases rate was a huge 10 times the actual number, 25,552, it would not be even close to 1% the state's population. In fact, to reach even a 1% of Texans testing positive for the Wuhan virus, a whopping 290,000 people would have to be infected. According to WHO and CDC data, only about 19% of people with the virus need hands-on medical care or hospitalization. Now, if we up Texas' current case number by over 113 times to have 1% infected, 1% of the population, that'd be 290,000, only 2/10 of Texas' population would require hospital care. It's a lot of people, 58,000 people. Did you know Texas has over 58,000 staffed hospital beds, plus many that are unstaffed? According to CDC, over 250,000 were hospitalized from the swine flu, the H1N1, in 2009 to 2010. Texas' share of that would have been about 31,544 hospitalizations. Did we shut down our economy and abridge our civil rights for that just a decade ago? Click through to this commentary at prattontexas.com and explore the numbers for yourself. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.